I'm Nicolette Thomas, and this is my podcast, Watching with Friends. Every week, we watch and discuss a show or movie, and I invite a friend or two to join in. This week, I am joined by my friend Sarah as we discuss the 2002 Disney Channel original movie, Double Teamed. In 1985, 14-year-old identical twins Heather and Heidi Burge are forced by their overly pushy father to leave their former school and attend a different school for better chances at college scholarships. Heidi, however, tended to think she was athletically inferior to Heather, and in an attempt to get out of Heather's shadow, she joined the school play. The girls go to school intending to play volleyball in the spring, but Heather is discovered by the school's basketball coach due to her height, and is invited to try out for the basketball team. In the meantime, Heidi learns her father told the coach that both girls would play on the basketball team, despite the fact that Heidi had already committed to performing in the school play. Both sisters are furious over the situation, Heather because she didn't want Heidi on the team, and Heidi because she thought Heather put her father up to it. Heidi wanted to be independent of Heather and pursue her own interests. When the twins first start playing for the Sea Kings, they leave a bad impression on the team by lying and implying that they are rich, like many of their teammates. Heather and Nikki form a serious rivalry, and Nikki even tries to run the Burge twins out of school by telling the school about the Burge's living situation. They both eventually befriend Nikki when they see that her father is too preoccupied with business to attend her basketball games. At their first tournament in New York, they win second, and Heather wins MVP. However, in another game, Heidi is selected to take the game-winning free throws. This makes Heather, the usual star, extremely jealous, so she later plays a late-night one-on-one game with Galen, a senior basketball star who lives in their apartment complex. While playing, Heather falls and severely twists her ankle, which prevents her from playing in the next game. While sitting out, Heather sees the need for teamwork rather than the need to be a superstar, and decides to play again despite being injured. Her effort is rewarded, and with some clever teamwork, they win the game. After the game, their coach approaches the twins and their parents, saying that they should consider putting the girls in a summer basketball camps, saying they have a bright future. Mr. Burge proudly says that his girls are going to play college ball, and the coach says, maybe more, there's talk of a women's pro league. Mr. Burge apologizes for putting so much pressure on Heather and forcing Heidi to play basketball in the first place. A flash forward is then shown, showing both twins playing in the professional WNBA teams. Heidi plays for the Los Angeles Sparks, and Heather plays for the Sacramento Monarchs. Heather and Heidi talk before the game, and Heather says, "One second best, always second best," and the game begins at the tip of a ball. After this quick break, we will be back with my friend Sarah to discuss what we thought of the movie.
So Sarah, what were your impressions of the movie?
Oh God, I never liked this movie when it came out, when it was released. Now, even now, like, it was a struggle. I'm pretty sure I fell asleep like twice watching this movie. It's just, I'm not interested in basketball. I'm not interested in the WNBA. Like, that doesn't interest me. And then it's just a bunch of like whiny teens who are like, I can't handle. What'd you think about it?
So it's not my least favorite thing, but it was very predictable. Like, yeah. I remembered clear moments and I was just like, oh wait, where's the guy?
Right. And that was the thing. It's like, isn't there a guy somewhere? And don't they like not like each other? And it's like, it's just.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have a sister, not a twin, but I have a sister. So like, I know where it's like, oh, you just don't want to be with them all the time. And it's just like, but it's all predictable. And like you said, it's not my least favorite, but it's not my favorite. It was just like, even when it came out, and when did it come out? 2002 or something it was released? I think, what's my synopsis? Yeah, I think it says it was released in 2002.
Yes, 2002.
I like the themes like Disney does, you know, like women and girls who are becoming something. Like, I believe they have, I can't remember the name of it, but I know they have a movie about a drag racer, a female drag racer, and how she started at a young age and stuff. I like how they're doing those stories and making it like, girl empowerment and look what you can do if you push yourself, but I couldn't this movie, it was rough for me to watch this movie again.
Okay, so out of the twins, who is your favorite, Heidi or Heather?
Heidi was the one who didn't want to be in volleyball, right? Like, yes. Or didn't want to play basketball, she played volleyball. No, she was in the play, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I liked her. I thought she was I liked her only because like she was trying to like do her own thing and trying to be like not like her sister and not what her father wanted and not being pretty, like she was trying to do something else, and then it just like blew up.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely related to Heidi out of the two of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I was never that driven as Heather was. I was just like,
half the time I did my homework for high school in the class before it was due.
Yes!
So it was like in choir at 7 a.m. I'm doing anthropology homework for the next period. Like, I could never do that.
No, agreed. So we both preferred Heidi.
Yeah,
out of the twins.
And I thought Heather was just like a bit much with the whole like
training all the time.
Yeah, like, girl, calm yourself.
So then my next question is, as a sibling, did you get the whole like having to try to live up to the other sister?
You know, it's gonna sound weird, but in a way, because I know from my little sister's point of view, how when she was going to school, because she was 4 years behind us, so it'd always be like Mr. Cassidy, and Mr. Cassidy's like, oh, you're the other girl. I loved your, like, everybody would talk about how much they liked me. And I mean, my sister was a good student like me and very respectful and nice and, you know, all that, but it was still, she had to, it was almost like, I kind of see it from how she would come home from school and like all the teachers I had knew me, so it was kind of like she had to work a little harder to be like what they expected from me.
I also think because of the age gap, but you also had completely different interests, that there wasn't as much direct.
It was like right. And again, we weren't twins, so it wasn't, I didn't get that whole point. Like, I can see it, I can understand it, how it must be hard, but like, I've never felt that, like, trying to be, you know, trying to live up to my twin sister, like, oh, well, your sister does this, like, why don't you? Or, you know, I didn't kind of get that part, because I never had to deal with it as much, but I get the trying to live up to a sibling as me being an older sibling, hearing it from my little sister type of thing.
Yeah. See, I'm a bit different. Like, I'm an only child.
Yeah.
People don't maybe know that. I'm an only child, but my cousin was very much like Heather. She was really big into competitive soccer. She did 4-season soccer. She did traveling tournaments. She did all that. She was also like a straight A and B student in high school.
Yeah.
And so I always felt I had to live up to that. And I was talking to my mom about it. And she was like, You never had to. Like, no. She was completely different than you. But, like, in my head,
yeah,
I felt I had to.
Well, like, that's also, like, my cousin. And, again, she's younger than me. She's 2 years younger than me. But, you know, she got married before me. Mm-hmm. She had a house before me. She's better. Not better, but she's had a more adult job. Like, I've been at the same job for 8 years, and it's like I'm literally making what almost minimum wage it, and I'm full time. So it's like, and she's had a better job and better, you know, she's been more, not necessarily outgoing per se, but like, been to the point where, like, you know, she's with her friends, and she's, you know, kind of, it's always been kind of like I felt like I've had to live up to what she's been doing, even though she is younger than me. But, like, you know, I see it. Like, you know, she's going to have a baby in March. So, like, I can see that, even though, you know, my mom's not like, oh, well, when are you going to have it? But, like, I can see how it's like, you know, oh, well, she's married. She, you know, and it's like, I'm 30 and single, and I'm finally in a good job that I actually like, that's actually paying me well. But still, like, I'm still like, you know, I'm not as good as her. I'm never going to get there. And it's always like, well, your cousin's doing this. So it's like, I get that. I get that point too.
And then the other thing, like, just to go back, it wasn't until I graduated from college that, like, that finally clicked for me. Like, because I had done that. Yeah. Like, it was no one else to compare it to, because I'm the first person on my mom's side of the family to graduate from college directly after high school.
Right.
So. Like, my mom did, my aunt did much later, but.
But still, it's like, but even like, even me, I felt it's almost like we put that pressure on ourselves, because again, my mother graduated college right after high school, but, you know, and again, different fields, different schools, different interests, 30 years apart. So it's like, it's different, but it's still like, you know, well, you're putting that pressure, like, you never want to hear your parents say, well, you're a disappointment or whatever. Not that my parents have ever said that, but, like, you can kind of almost, you know, you kind of get a C one day on your report card for a semester for something, and you kind of like face where they're not necessarily. Even in high school, National Honor Society, Rhode Island Honor Society, I worked my butt off. I worked my way through college. I got good grades in semi-good grades in college. Good, no lower than a C+. But again, that was one of those things where I'd be doing a portfolio at 2 a.m. the day it's due, because I like to procrastinate a lot. And, you know.
So complete opposite of what I did to myself, where I just completely burnt myself out.
Right. I mean, I'd burn myself out at 3 a.m. when I had to, like, I slept for an hour and a half and then went to class at, like, 7.
Oh, see, I never did that. But remember the semester I took all 5 level, like, 4 history those, like, classes, and I completely burnt myself out?
Yeah. That was crazy. But again, that's that.
I was a nutcase, people. I was a nutcase.
Yeah, you were.
So the other character I really wanted to bring up was Nikki.
Oh, that was the girl that they were like rivals, and then like Disney Channel became best friends or whatever. Yes. Yeah.
So what did you think of Nikki? Because out of all of them, she's the one I related to most.
Yeah. I liked her. And part of it is like, it sounds so weird, but like I mentioned it in a creative writing class I was in high school, when we were like kind of co-editing a book for one of these authors. I don't even know if the book came out, but it was like synopsis is a book about Marie Antoinette, and like this girl travels. It's like everything I love, time travel, history, all that. And she like travels back in time, and it was, I think I still have the copy of it, but like there was also in both errors travel back in time, and she was like Marie Antoinette and stuff like that, but like in both her actual life and the past, there was always that one character that like you love to hate, and you're like rooting for them the whole time even though they're like evil. I liked her, and then you like, you know, you find out her backstory, and then you're kind of like, okay, I get it, you know.
Yeah,
I understand why she's a bitch. but yeah, you still like, you like her the best because like she's almost like the normal one out of everybody. You can relate better.
She's
the one,
like her, she's this only child,
mm-hmm.
and she's the child of a single parent who is always working.
Yeah.
And that was me. So I was like, instantly was just like, yes, oh, yeah. You and I are one.
Yep. I mean, and I also hated, the one thing I did kind of like was the ending, and not because it was like the end of the movie, but it was like how kind of foreshadowed it where I took a note on it. It was like they got back together and played. Where's my note right here? Like they the final game and they won, and then the coach approaches the parents like every happy ending and is like, you know, go to all these basketball camps and you know, there's prospects out there and you can go to college, and then it kind of like flashes to their future, which in real life they were on the WNBA, but doing research on these two girls, because I also researched them, they did not, what did I say? I wrote it down. Movie at the end, they like it in WNBA, and I think it was Heather who said to her, you know, once second best, always second best. So it's kind of like you still see that rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
But I did some research and it said that the girls were both in the WNBA, but they never actually overlapped and never faced each other, which I thought was pretty cool. But they both played, one played for Heidi played for the Los Angeles,
the Sparks.
I don't know if it was actually the team they played for. I didn't do the whole super back research, but like one played for the Sparks and one played for the Sacramento Monarchs. So I thought licensing and stuff, you know, their own.
Yeah, they both have those jerseys on. It,
but they never actually like. Yeah. But you know, it was the teams that these girls actually played for, even though they never faced each other. Like that, because it even says that the sisters were never in reality the sisters' time in the NBA never overlapped and they never faced each other in the WNBA game. So it was kind of like, all right, so, but it was cool how, you know,
movie magic
it show it kind of like wrapped up. It wasn't like, yeah, but it did, but it was kind of cool where you do see what actually happened to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, in their real life end story. So, that they made it and it was all, you know, but I can't believe they're 14.
Yeah, that's just
back when we were never this driven.
So for the audience, before we started recording, I happened to just read the blurb and it said that they were 14, and I'm like, these yeah. actresses were like 20 at least.
But that's like everything. Like you look at a lot of movies you watch where the like younger kid is like playing. Like I think even in my sister's favorite Disney show was Hannah Montana. I even think then like the girl who played Lily. No, I'm sorry. The boy who played the brother was like,
yeah. 23, so he was like almost, 29, I think
almost 30 when he yeah. was when he was like, yeah, when he was supposed to be like 16, 17, 18, and you're like, what? Like, I wish I looked that good when I was 29, but still, it's like how much of an age difference these people are. It's like they never like, please, no one looks like that. But yeah. But I mean, I'll give them credit that for 14-year-olds, they were really driven. Yeah. You know? And yeah. I also remember watching, like, you know, Disney Channel used to do like behind the scenes and the making of this movie. Mm-hmm. They, and I do remember this because I always thought it was really cool. In their shoes, they were never actually as tall as these girls. They had to wear lifts in their shoes and wear platform shoes for like the whole movie. lifts and platform, like specially made like shoes that were like sneakers, but they kind of look, they were almost like the way the insides were lifts and platforms, because like these girls were like extremely tall.
That's like, nuts.
Damn. Yeah, what were they, like six something?
All right, so then my next question is, what if anything did you learn? What lesson was Disney trying to teach did you learn?
I mean, obviously the normal lesson of if you try hard enough, you can get where you, you know, if you try hard enough, you can get what you want. However, it was a stupid movie to talk of, like, to show you that. But where was it? Oh, yeah, it was, you know, the normal story that they all, the heartwarming stories of if you try hard enough and you have a goal, you can reach your goal. However, technically, they didn't reach their own goal. They had a pushy-ass father who made it for them. But, you know, if you try hard enough.
Can we talk about him for a second? Because I hated him.
Yeah.
I hated him, and I loved their mother. Father?
I can't even remember. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, it's obvious. They always have, like, that one, you know, that one parental figure who's nasty, pushing them, and the other one who's like, no, do whatever you want.
And the fact is that I remember there being so many parents and let me like just, that. Huh? I just remember there being so many parents like that when we were growing up, just pushing their kids
look at all
in these one sport.
Like look at all the boys that we went to school to play football and how their parents like
the only one I will give credit to
football games and camps and
is the Westmorelands. Because my mom knew nothing of Ryan Westmoreland playing baseball. She only knew him through football.
Yeah. But he was phenomenal. He was phenomenal. And going off topic of parents being pushy, let me just say, karma's a bitch to Heather. That's what you get for trying to be better. Out with the boy and you get hurt because you were a bitch to your sister. Because wasn't it, what did I noted it too, it was something like her sister started playing and she didn't want her sister to play, so she like got all mad at her and they got into a huge fight and she started playing basketball, like pickup basketball with this boy, and then she like screwed up her ankle. Like, that's what you get.
Well, in his defense, I want to say he told her to stop before she injured herself. And what happened?
Well, that's true. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's totally not his fault. It's karma because, you know, he was telling her to stop. And also, too, if I remember correctly, again, I wasn't really paying attention the second time. But I think she was also like training really hard.
Yeah.
Like kind of overdoing it. Not that that's an excuse. I still think it's karma. I'm just, you know, karma's a bitch. I mean, he told her to stop and she didn't. And guess what? Look what happened. You couldn't play. But I could, it was one of those movies that like, I understand why they did it to show like what you can accomplish at such a young age, but like they could have done without it. It wasn't like.
It wasn't a top tier.
When you picked it, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, it wasn't like one of those really good ones. When that was the first one you picked, I was like, oh, crap.
At least now it's out of the way.
That's true. Because there are, it could have been worse and it could have been better, but at least we got this one done with.
Okay, my next question is, were you inspired?
One down, 139? Fourteen-year-old, I can see getting inspired. But again, I was never, I mean, I'm a baker. I've always loved to bake. So like I worked hard at that, but I've never been like something as into playing something as competitive as basketball. Like, I played intramural volleyball in high school, but it's like never anything super competitive, never anything like where I had to push myself that hard and train. Like, girl, I don't,
it's like Pop Warner cheerleading.
I do it, but like, yeah, like, you know,
I go to the gym,
but
it's still
like I couldn't imagine. Yeah, but it's like I couldn't imagine like being that driven into something that like you literally give up your whole life. Mm-hmm. And put your whole life into. I get it. I do. I honestly do. Like, I understand those PS parents who like travel all over the country for their kid, and I understand. I do. But I've never been into anything that like that, where I'd have to like, you know, give up most of my normal life or have my family give up their life to support me. Like all these, even like these singers now, these young singers, like Justin Bieber, like his mom, I mean, she was a single mother anyway, but like she gave up her life to, you know, when he started when he was 13. So she had to be with him when he went on tour. Like she had to homeschool him, you know, she gave up her whole life for him to have this amazing career. And it's just like, I've never been into anything that I've loved and been so dedicated to with that demand of commitment.
All right. So my final question is, what is your overall rating of this film from 1 to 10?
10 being the best?
Yes.
Then like, maybe like a 3.5.
I was going to say a 4.
All right, I mean, I was going to give it a 4, but I didn't really like it that much. Again, we'll say 3.5.
I'll write that down because we're going to do an entire ranking when we hit a certain point. And then we'll. I like to give the benefit of the doubt. I have a feeling there's going to be some I like a lot less.
All right, so I just wanted to thank Sarah for joining me on this adventure. So our next episode will be about the Lawrence Brother classic, Horse Sense. If you're interested in following along, we do have an Instagram, which is Watching With Friends. You can find me on my YouTube channel at Nicolette Thomas. And that is about it. I hope you all have a great week, and we will see you next time. Bye! No, 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 no.